only another artist. God is really only another artist. He invented the giraffe, the elephant, and the cat. He has no real style, he just goes on trying other things. Pablo Picasso. Where is the creative mark of the holy most evident to you?
This is Meg Riley, and I'm thinking about this question. Where is the creative mark of the holy most evident to me? You know, I'd have to say everywhere, but I'll get a little more focused and say people. It's just that every person is so unique. It's awesome to me. People who dare to be their whole selves. And, you know, even if you look at young kids, each one of them loves exactly what they love. And even if they love Thomas the Tank Engine, which a million other kids do, they might bond with some particular train or track. I mean, everybody is just so wired to be themselves. And I'm just awed to be around communities where people really are free to be authentically quirky and, you know, not worrying about being like everyone else. I just find that so intriguing. So I think, you know, where I feel the most awake to the holy is when I'm in a community of very diverse people, people diverse in race and culture and size and gender and sexual orientation and age and everything, language. I just really feel awake and alive and like in the presence of the holy when I'm in a community where people, despite all of those differences, find common purpose, find some reason to be together, find something about humanity that undergirds all of that difference and yet doesn't deny it but thrives on it. That's where I see the creative mark of the holy most. How about you? Where's the creative mark of the holy most evident to you?